It's time again. You're listening to the National Edgar Allan Poe Theater on the Air, sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer and the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. This ongoing series brings to your ears the best-known works from America's revered grandfather of horror and suspense. In today's very special Halloween edition of Poe Theater on the Air, we bring you a dramatic adaptation of Poe's famous story, The Pit and the Pendulum. Set during the Spanish Inquisition, this frightening, claustrophobic story delves into the psychology of a prisoner forced to choose between several lethal options. And now, Poe Theater on the Air brings you The Pit and the Pendulum.
Hello? I'm sick. Hello? I need help. I'm gonna throw up. Please, untie me. I can't take this anymore. Thank you. Those ropes have really cut into my skin.
Sit.
Yes, Your Honor. I can't make out what they're saying. What's going on?
Death.
What? No! Death, no! You call this a trial? What's my crime? Where are the witnesses? I've done nothing! Oh. Oh, no. I'm awake. I'm alive. What happened? How'd I get here? I remember passing out, yes, but after that, nothing. Where am I? Is this a tomb? I can't be dead. I can feel myself breathe. I can feel the cold, damp air around me. It's not a hallucination. It's all coming back to me now. I must remember. I remember the trial, the judges, the sentence. I remember feeling dizzy and lightheaded. And then darkness. I fainted. Tall figures carried me down, and then a hideous dizziness came over me. I remember my heart so still, so unnaturally still, the horror of it locked in my mind, then all this madness and this overwhelming sickness. I can't believe this is all happening to me. All right, now come on now. Open your eyes. Take in your surroundings. You can't lie on your back forever. What is this? Hard, wet, something like stone. I have to open my eyes and see, though. It might be something horrible, but I must. My eyes. I see nothing. Blackness. Such indescribable blackness. All right, now calm down. You can handle this. Just breathe and reason it out. Yes, that's what I must do. I was condemned to death, but usually that was done at the auto da fe, and one of these had been held on the very night of the day of my trial. Was this my dungeon to await my execution, which would not take place for many months? That doesn't make any sense. Besides, even though the cells at Toledo had stone floors, they weren't pitch dark like it is here. There has to be more to this dungeon. There has to be something around me. I have to feel for a wall. Here, let me just reach out. have to protect my face. I'm feeling nothing. Well, this is crazy. I have to take a step. I can do it. Yes. Be brave. And step. I wish I could see some light. Any light. Even a tiny ray. But no, this damned endless blackness is all. I'm not buried alive, at least. That's good. Keep walking. Will I die of starvation here, or something even more horrible? What would it matter? The result would still be death. The judges will get what they want, one way or the other. Wait, what's this? Wall. Smooth, wet, slimy. There's no end to it. Where does it lead? I'll follow this wall around until I come back to where I started, but I'll need to use something as a starting point. My pocket knife. I can use it to chip away a small crevice of the wall here to mark the start. Wait a minute. It's gone. And my clothing, what do I have on? Nothing but some flimsy, coarse robe. Well, this'll have to do. All right, I'll leave it here. I'm sure I'll find it as I come back around. It can't be that large of a dungeon space. In this darkness, I can't tell how much time has passed. Where's my starting point? I'm tired and weak. I'm so very tired. I need drink and food. Damn! Get up. I must get up. Get up, Oh no. Not again. Again, but I'm still so tired and weak. What is this? Food, bread and water. Who cares where it came from? At least I can keep up my strength while I figure this place out. I can count out my steps. Fifty-one to 52. That means the room must be about 50 yards. Ah, the rag I dropped. I finally made my way around, but there's so many angles. I can't figure out the shape of this damn vault. Now that I've made my way around, I'm gonna walk straight across. Okay, careful. Courage. Have courage. Imagine a straight path to the other wall. It's there, across from you. Step. Step. Yes. 10. 11. 12. Paces. Oh, so much for being careful. Robe. Oh, my chin hit the floor when I fell. All right, let me just lie here for a moment to regain myself. Hold on. I still can't see a thing around me, but it also feels different. Like there's nothing around my head. There's no stone floor, but I feel a clammy vapor rising up. Why would something go up in a vault? Oh, the smell of decayed fungus. Wait. What is this? Nothing. Emptiness. I've fallen right at the edge of some kind of pit. I could have fallen in. How deep is it? Here, this bit of stone should do. I'll drop it and let it fall into the pit. Deep. So deep. A pit. It's good I'd fallen. This is a nasty trap. Another step, it would have been it for me. They're gonna torture me, I know it. What else do they have planned? I have to make it back to the wall. If I had the courage, I could end my misery at once and throw myself into the pit, but no. I'm a coward. I'm a coward. I'd rather curl into a ball on this cold floor and continue to fight sleep. Awake again. I'm so hungry. Thirsty. Again. Bread and a pitcher of water. God. I've never felt so thirsty. Wait a minute. What is this? What is this feeling coming over me? I'm so tired. So tired. The water. Drugged. I have to fight it. I can't sleep just yet. I can't sleep. What? Oh, my head. Where am I? Steady. Don't get up yet. Amazing, I'm still alive and breathing. There's some bit of pale yellow light creeping in. At least now I can see the size of my prison. I was totally off. It's a lot smaller than I thought. How did I make such a mistake in my calculations? I mean, let's see. I tried counting my steps up to the period when I fell. I was probably within a step or two of the rag I dropped. I nearly made it all the way back round. Then I slept, and when I woke, I must have gotten turned around, went back the way I came, so the cell seemed nearly twice the size of what it actually was. Yes. Yeah, now that must be the answer. I can see now that this cell is square, with slight depressions in the wall at odd intervals. Well, that's all. And now with my eyes adjusting to the pale light, I can see what I'd taken for masonry seems now to be iron or some other metal in huge plates, and the joints were the depressions. Why would a cell have metal walls? Oh, dear God in heaven, what have I been thrown into? Hideous figures are carved into the metal walls. They're everywhere. Disgusting. Seems that what I've heard about the monks is true. These deathly figures must have been here for quite some time. They're faint, faded, blurred. But the floor, yes, I was right about it being stone. And there in the center of the cell, there's the pit I'd barely escaped. All right, I have to get up. I have to find a way out. What the hell? I'm strapped to some kind of board. This cloth strap, it's binding my right arm to my side and all the way down around my legs. I can at least move my head. My other arm, from the elbow down anyway. Well, this is madness. What's this? A dish with, well, some sort of heavily seasoned meat. Don't eat it. If I eat it, I'll be even more thirsty. I'm so thirsty. I need drink, not this meat, but I'm hungry too. This is madness. What else have my vile captors done that I haven't noticed? What other traps are set for me? The ceiling. It's cold and metal like the rest of my prison. There's yet another picture painted and set directly above me. Time. Dark, hooded, menacing. What's it holding? What is it? Some kind of pendulum, like a clock. Not sure what it means, but wait. What gives? Is the pendulum moving? Oh no. It is moving. So slowly I didn't notice at first. Side to side. Strange. Oh, rats! They must have climbed up from the pit. They smell the meat in this dish. Shoo! Get away! Away! Get out! There's so many all around me. What are they doing? Well, at least they're only interested in the meat, but how long until they come for me? Go away! Watching these rats too long. Maybe 30 minutes, maybe an hour, I can't tell anymore. Wait. The pendulum. It's moving faster. And it's dropping. Looks like 3 feet lower. Now I can see that the end is a crescent-shaped blade. About a foot long. Long enough to kill. Sounds as sharp as a razor. I'm done for. This pendulum sounds heavy, hissing and singing through the air as it swings. So this is what the monks have in store for me. Thrown into a dark cell with a pit in the center, one false step and you fall into the pit, like being cast into hell. It was a fluke that I avoided falling in. Those demon judges had to come up with something else for me. No, this cannot be. It cannot be. Tied down here, watching the horrid blade drop down, picking up speed, getting closer, inch by inch. It's taking forever. But it doesn't stop. Come on, damn you, if you're going to fall, fall! So slow. I'm losing my mind. So close now, I can practically smell it. Oh God, oh angels above, I pray to you, I pray, let this be over. No, I've got to get loose. Even if I have to force myself upwards against the straps, against the sweep of the blade. Here it comes. Glistening death. Closer. Ever closer. Come on, you idiot, get moving. Fight for life. I have to break free. I know I'm being watched. They could stop us any time, but yet they just watch. I'm probably struggling for nothing. I'm so weak, nauseous. I'm exhausted. I need food. Yes. There's a bit of meat that the rats have left. I can reach it. I know I can reach it. The pendulum is set to cut me across the chest. It'll slice me again, and again, and again, through my heart. Down, steadily down it creeps. To the right, to the left, far and wide. A sound like that of a damned spirit. Wait, yes. Oh, why didn't I think of it sooner? My mind is so warped from this hellhole, I haven't been able to think straight. I have to track the descent of the steel blade. Is it possible? Perhaps. Yes. Yes. It just might work. I have to free my left arm. If I could just release the strap above my elbow, I could grab hold of the pendulum. As crazy as that sounds. It's getting lower. I have to keep my eyes on the movements. Each sweep, each vibration. How soon before the machine lowers the blade onto my chest? Some 10 or 12 sweeps is all it'll take to bring the blade into contact with my robe. Stay calm. Think. Work out a plan. Wait. It looks like I'm wrapped in one long cord. So one slice of the blade could get my left hand free. It'll be so close to me. If I'm off by the slightest, it could slice through my skin. But I have to take a chance. I have to. The wrappings do wind above my chest, and the pendulum, if I'm seeing correctly, should sweep right over them. Don't faint. Don't faint. I have to be clear of mind. I'm wrapped like a mummy in all directions. But not where the blade will cut. My chest is exposed to the blade. God, what to do? What to do? I'm so famished. I'll eat this little bit of meat. Condemned man's last meal. Blast! These rats! Their red eyes glaring, waiting for me to die so they can eat me. Ow! One of them bit me! Get away! I'm not gonna be your next meal, rats! Ow! Bitten again! Their fangs are razor sharp. Wait. That's it. If I could just slather the oily meat juice from the plate onto the straps. Okay. Okay. Now all I can do is wait. Come back! Come back, rats! Come back! Oh, I must have scared them off with my struggling. No. Here they come. Vicious creatures. One of them's made it to the board. Brave little bastard. I have to stay still and let them find the strap where I rub the oil from the meat. Another. They're bold. They sniff. Lick. God. Here they all come. So many than earlier, rushing out of the well. They're all over me, covering me. Hundreds of them. The movement of the pendulum doesn't disturb them in the least. Oh, they're on my throat. The whiskers on my face. The cold lips all over my face. I can't take much more of this. I only hope the struggle will be over soon. The wrappings, they're getting loose. Yes, they're coming loose in more than one place. All right, that's good. That's good. I have to lay still and let the rats do their work. Yes, it's loosened. But my time to escape, the pendulum's running out. It's close. It's so close.
Gun cut.
Pendulum blade's coming closer, swinging faster. Such pain, it's almost unbearable. Get away, rats, get off of me. I need room to roll off of this board. If I can only get the rest of the strap off of me before the pendulum slices through again, I can do it. I know I can. I'm free. Free. Free, even in the grasp of the Inquisition. The pendulum. It stopped. I knew they were watching me. But I'm free. I've escaped death twice over. But I do not trust this freedom. I'm sure they're not done with me yet. Something's strange here in the cell. A change I didn't notice right away, but now I can see that the faint light in the room comes from a fissure in the wall about half an inch in width. It extends entirely around the base of the walls. These walls are separated from the floor. What's on the other side? Huh. Oh, I feel like an old man getting up after all I've been through. Thanks to the glow from the light, I can see the hideous carved figures on the wall. They seem brighter than before. There are thousands of glaring demon eyes all over me where none were before. They're gleaming so intensely they don't seem real. Stink. What's that awful smell? It smells like heated iron wafting into the cell. It's too much to breathe in. My lungs ache. Oh, you wicked, horrible, demonic men, you bastards! Like the walls are hot. Burning hot. Too hot to touch. Ah! And what's that? The edge of the pit. One more step back, I'll have fallen in. Maybe that's for the best. It's so hot. I can barely breathe. I thought I'd escaped. I should have known it wasn't the end. What a fool I was. The Inquisitor's sentence has been hurried to finish me off. Wait. What's that sound? Oh. No. The cell, it's changing. Two of its walls are slanting in, and the other two are opening. The walls are closing in on me. They're sizzling with heat, pressing in. Do you want to push me into the well? I will not die in that pit, do you hear me? Do you hear me? Who am I kidding? I'm a fool for thinking I could escape death. I'm trapped. Burning wall pressing in on one side, inching me closer to the pit. What do I do? I could push against the iron walls to slow them down and be burned in the process. The walls. They're moving faster. Bearing down on me, forcing me back to the edge of the well. I will not go in. I will not. I've run out of space. There's not an inch of foothold between me and the pit. I've lost! The well awaits me, finally. You murderous bastards! Are you happy now? I'm innocent. I am innocent! I can't fight anymore. I give up. It's too late. I'm falling. He's in here. I'm falling. Quickly, take his arm. Oh, angels and ministers of grace defend us. If you hadn't caught hold of me, I'd have been dead for certain. What manner of angel is this? General LaSalle. That means the French army has entered Toledo. I'm saved. The Inquisition is now in the hands of its enemies.
You've been listening to a very special Halloween edition of Poe Theater on the Air and our version of The Pit and the Pendulum. The Pit and the Pendulum was written by T.J. Perkins and produced by John Walker, with the voice talent of yours truly, Alex Zavistovich. Poe Theater on the Air is sponsored in part by Baltimore's own Raven Beer, purveyors of Poe-inspired craft beer, and by the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts, Creative Baltimore Fund. More information about Poe Theater on the Air can be found at poetheater.org. Until next time, this is Alex Zavistovich reminding you that all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream.